Today is June 27th, and on this day in history, President Harry Truman announced he was sending U.S. troops into Korea. On June 25th, 1950, 90,000 soldiers from the Korean Democratic People's Republic in North Korea invaded the Republic of Korea, their neighbors to the south. Korea had once been one united country, but after World War II, it was divided along the 38th parallel, with the USSR controlling the northern half and the US and Britain controlling the southern. But by 1950, all of the major superpowers had withdrawn from the country, leaving it to its own devices. Or so they'd have you believe. In reality, Korea was a key piece in US foreign policy. A foreign policy that, under President Truman, was largely focused on controlling the spread of communism. So, when communist soldiers from North Korea invaded the South, it was no surprise that, 2 days later, June 27th, President Truman announced he would be sending U.S. soldiers into South Korea to defend America's ally. The fighting in Korea was difficult, and by the time it stopped in July of 1953, over 33,000 U.S. soldiers had been killed. The result of the war was ultimately a stalemate. To this day, the 38th parallel remains the dividing line between North and South Korea, and though an armistice was signed to stop the fighting, no peace treaty has ever been signed.